This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Some mental health doctors say they are seeing a big increase in the volume of mental health requests that are tied to current events. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
They say people are feeling stressed, anxious, or complaining about other mental health concerns, but they have suggestions about how to cope. Dr. Lamont Moss is a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente. He suggests if you're struggling, reach out to friends and family.
That's the time where you can find out that you're not alone. You can also find out that there's more support there than you perhaps realized because you were feeling isolated by all that is happening.
Other tips include taking a time out from tech and your phone, exercising, and focusing on self-care. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Several hundred people marched in Greeley yesterday to protest the Trump administration's immigration policies. Nine News reports the demonstrators, who rallied near the Weld County Courthouse, were reacting to the president's promise of widespread deportations and the news of stepped-up immigration enforcement. Greeley was the site of the largest immigration raid in recent state history when ICE agents arrested hundreds of workers at the JBS meatpacking plant in 2006. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. For more news from across Colorado, visit CPR.org. Across the Front Range, a partly sunny day with highs in the 60s. Tonight, things will cool down but stay well above freezing, hovering near the 40s. Then tomorrow, things will warm up even more with highs in the 70s. So enjoy the nice weather.